So in the spirit of sharing lots of different kinds of love, you know, when it's hard and good and great and sad, and now we're going to have love in a very different form, told by a teacher. The student is here with her in the audience, as well as his mother. So we're welcoming to the stage Sarah Bauermeister. Sarah was born and raised in Anchorage. She had a plethora of pets throughout her own childhood, and now she's got numerous pet stories, both personal and professional. She currently teaches at Susitna Elementary School, and right now she's got a mutt named Ginger in her life who she loves to ski drawer with around town. Welcome, Sarah.
So I'm a teacher. I'm an elementary school teacher, and I first started in a classroom as an assistant at a small private school. And this story takes place when I was there. It was about 6 years ago, and it was the day before Thanksgiving. And the lead teacher in the classroom was going to be gone that day because he was on vacation. And so I was in charge of the classroom for the first time. So I had planned some, you know, different things to do, and I was excited about it. And one of the things that we were going to do was to feed our pet snake. We had a python, and his name was Monty. And so we were going to feed him. And we loved this snake. All the kids loved it. I loved it. It was great. And we had jobs in the classroom. And one of the jobs every week was zoologist. And they would help with all the procedures of taking care of our pets. And this week, Evan was our zoologist, which was great because Evan loved Monty. Like, he loved this snake. And he, Evan had allergies. And so he couldn't be around animals that were furry. And so he loved reptiles. And he loved Monty. And he would always beg to be able to hold him. And Evan was kind of a negotiator. And he would always be like, Sarah, can I hold it now? You know, in the morning, he would come, can I hold Monty? And so this was great that he was going to be helping me out with this. So we fed Monty, and it was great. We sort of make this production out of it. We put it down this low table we had and make a big deal, and it eats live, you know, mice, and it was fun. But then it was done. And so I asked Evan, I said, okay, can you go take his tank and, you know, put him away? And Evan said, Sarah, can we hold Monty? Can we just take some time to hold him? And I said, no, you know, we have a lot of things to do. Okay. And so then I turn to address the rest of the class and tell them what we're going to be doing. As I'm talking to them, all of a sudden I see their eyes just like bug out, and there's this collective gasp. And I turn and look at Evan, and he's got his hand above the tank, and Monty is attached to his hand like this. And he is just frozen. And Evan was a pretty vocal guy. And to see him just there frozen and not saying a thing, I knew he was pretty scared. And the rest of the class freaks out. They just jump up and they're screaming. And it's just chaos. And I was able to keep pretty calm, and I just, you know, I realized I need to focus on Evan, and I need to get the snake off of him. So I'm sitting there, like, wrestling with the snake, you know, like, clasping at its jaws, trying to get it loose. And this snake will not let go. He won't let go. So I just, and these kids are going crazy all over the place. So I just think to myself, okay, I need another adult in here. So I turn to the closest student next to me, which is this girl, Marie. And this was perfect because Marie was just this fast, spunky girl. And I knew she was going to get to where I needed her to go fast. Everything she did was fast. She would talk fast, and she would do her work fast, and she ran fast, and she did great. So I say, okay, Marie, go get Kelly. And Kelly was this woman that worked at our school that was wonderful, and it happened to be her son who had given us the snake, so I thought maybe she'll know what to do. And Kelly worked over in the preschool, so which was just the other side of the school. So I say, go get Kelly. And she's like, okay, great. And she just goes zooming out the door. And so the elementary school was on one side of the building, and the preschool was on the other side. And in the middle is the office, and then there's this sort of big open room where there are gatherings and whatnot. So I find out later that Marie goes zooming down the hall. And the other thing about Marie is she's very loud. And she goes zooming down the hall, yelling, Kelly, Kelly, the snake is eating Evan! So she's saying this as she goes by the office, and she's saying it as she goes by the gathering room where the preschoolers are having their Thanksgiving feast with their parents. Great, great. So needless to say, the office staff came into my room, and they got the kids out of there, which was good, except for Evan. And then Kelly comes in, and just gives me one of these looks like, Really, Sarah? You think I'm going to be able to help you with this? But she kind of keeps her little smile like, okay. And so she kind of is like taking care of Evan and like hugging him like, it's going to be okay. And she's looking at me like, I don't know what to do. So I'm like trying to wrestle the snake. And all of a sudden, I take a closer look and I look down and I realize that Monty has been wrapping himself around Evan's arm. And pythons are constrictors. And his hand isn't looking so good. It's changing colors. So I just think, okay, I just gotta get this snake off of him. And I tell him, I'm like, Evan, you know, this might hurt a little bit, but I just gotta get him off. So I wrestle him a little, and I finally just sort of tear him off a little bit. And it wasn't awful. It was some scrapes, and there was a little bit of blood. And this whole time, Evan has been pretty just, I think, in shock. And he's not really saying much. But once he saw his own blood, then we heard him. But he was okay, and we calmed down. It was like, okay. And then I had to call Evan's mom. And it was like, okay, I'm going to call her and explain what happened, and then we'll just have to see what happens. Well, Evan's mom is great, and she is also a teacher, and she totally understood. And she just said, okay, well, you know, these things happen. But her main concern was, she said, you know, I'm worried about Evan because he loves that snake, and he has this great relationship with him, and do you think he's going to be afraid of him now? Well, I would think so, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see. You're right. I should be concerned about that. So then I gather the kids around, and in my mind, I'm like, we're probably going to have to get rid of the snake because that's probably not a good idea. But we just need to sort of like debrief the whole situation. So we sit down and we sort of start talking about it. And one of the first things that happens is this girl raises her hand, Hannah. And Hannah was a sixth grader who was just great. She just raises her hand in a very matter-of-fact voice. She worked a lot with animals, with horses and dogs, and she said, I have always been told that if something goes wrong with animals, it's the human's fault. Because animals are just doing what they know. They're just doing what comes instinctively. I thought, wow, okay. And everybody else just nods their head. Yeah, what she said. Yeah, okay. And then Evan raises his hand. He says, yeah, you know, I put my hand in there, and Monty had just been eating. He thought my hand was a mouse. Of course he bit me. He thought it was food. And I just look at him and say, okay. And all the kids are just nodding their head like, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. It's like, okay. And so I said, so you guys are okay with Monty? And they're like, yeah. It wasn't Monty's fault. You know, it was Evan's fault. Okay, great. And you know, we went away for break and we came back. And right when we came back, Evan said, Sarah, I want to hold Monty. I'm ready. So I just picked Monty up and I gave him to him. And he held him and he let him slither all over him. And then he put him on his head like a turban. And I just have this image in my mind of Evan with this snake on him and just the love that he shared from him and the forgiveness that he gave him. And it was wonderful. So.